your size no more. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
No, you're Tommy Too Smelly.
Together.
Oh, there it is.
What's your name?
My name is Tommy Can't Breathe.
Together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast, we talk about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
Ooh.
I'm Mary Poppins, y'all!
I'm Mary Poppins. Is she cool?
Yeah, she's the best.
We're gonna just give it to you right now. Spoiler warning. We're just gonna spoiler all over the place.
All over the left, all over the right. Spoiler and up and down. Spoilers everywhere.
Spoilers in the middle. It's gonna be like we opened the fridge up and spoiled milk just
spilled
all over
milk
the floor.
Spilled out, and we can't help but cry over the spoiled spilt milk.
Yeah. So prepare yourself if you have not seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 yet. Maybe come back and listen
to this one. Get your butt to the theater.
Go to the theater, come back, listen to this one.
And we
can hear our opinions on GTOTG.
Is it good? Is it bad? Funny? Sad?
Horrible? Worst Marvel movie ever?
Hashtag
you don't know. So go see it and find out.
Is it worse than Ghost Rider? Stay tuned.
Did you hear the first weekend worldwide, it made like $492 million already, though?
Really?
Yeah.
Dang, son.
That's worldwide now.
Worldwide.
Domestic.
Okay. That's still a lot, though.
Crazy, right? All right. So we saw it at separate times.
We did.
Very rarely does that happen.
True.
That is why you did not get an episode last week.
Specifically.
So our deepest apologies.
Sorry.
But I was out of town. Visiting the Monkey Man.
The Monkey Man in the Monkey States.
In the Monkey State. That he lives in a Monkey State.
Oh, he's the king of the Monkey State.
He is the king of the monkeys, that's for sure. His 8 ears are big enough.
Oh, burn! Burn, Monkey Man!
I don't know if you know this or not.
That's kind of mean.
But the reason why he's called Monkey Man is because of his big ears.
It's really because of his ears?
You've met him.
I've met him. He's got some big ears.
I got big ears too. He's like Dumbo and he could like fly away.
Ouch. That's his opinion. Not mine.
Yes, that's completely my opinion.
From a brother with big ears. That's not my opinion.
Alright, so I don't know. Do we want to give our overall opinion? I think that's what we usually do, right?
Your overall opinion. We break down our favorites, break down our least favorites.
So let's talk about our overall opinion, Tom. Okay. What is your overall opinions of Guardians of the Galaxy? One, two.
I thought it was really good. It was a whole different feel from the first one, but it was still really good.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed. I cried. It was some pretty sweet action scenes.
Yep.
Some dark scenes in there.
Yeah.
Generally, my same problems that I have with a lot of Marvel movies. And it's all... And I know the Guardians... I'm okay with the Guardians having this, but it's the jokey-jokey tone and fun cuteness all the time. I was really hoping for some...
all the time? This movie was like... Every 10 minutes was like trying to make you cry.
Yeah, but they were like, "Hey, cry!" No, we're gonna cut a corny joke. You know, like,
they need it.
They let you.
It's too bloody sad if they don't.
No, I still really, really enjoyed it. Okay. I think I probably liked it more than the first Guardians.
Really? Okay.
So, overall, my overall rating, I'd probably give it like a 8.5 out of 10.
8.5?
Okay. I think out of favorite Marvel movies, like, I would definitely put it in the top 10 best Marvel movies.
We need to just make like a list of every Marvel movie that's come out, and then we should just put them in orders.
Yeah.
That way we don't have to keep thinking them. Every time a movie comes out, we just shuffle them around a little bit.
I would definitely put it in my top 10.
In your top 10?
Maybe even top 5. I would say it's better than Iron Man 2.
Ooh.
I'd say it's better than Iron Man 3.
Ooh, well, okay.
I would say it's better than Ant-Man. It's better than
Ultron.
Any of the Hulks.
What?
It's better than Age of Ultron.
Well, the first Hulk doesn't count.
It's better than all the Thor. It's better than Thor Dark World.
Better than first Thor?
No.
Okay. Okay.
But it's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I liked it, but not quite as much as the first. I liked the whole ragtag team coming together and stopping the bad guy feel the first one.
There definitely was not as much family in this.
No.
And yes, there was a big family atmosphere.
They tried to kind of make it feel like that at first. How it's not really family, but at the end, they're family, I think, in my opinion.
And Vin Diesel had to put... It looks like Vin Diesel gave James Gunn a script and was like, hey, talk about family a lot in this movie, because... I like to be in movies about family. Because of Fast and the Furious.
Fast and Furious 8. Yeah, but didn't he screw over his family in that movie?
Yeah.
No, the whole point of Fast 8 is he, like, left them.
There definitely wasn't as many group scenes, right? You only see them as a group fight together, like, one time in the beginning.
And then kind of at the end.
Kind of in the end.
But the end was a pretty cool scene, though.
But really, Gamora didn't have much to do with that end fight scene. Like, they could have just taken Gamora completely out of that end fight scene, and they still would have beaten...
Yes. The baddie.
Yeah, Ego the Living Planet.
Oh, we're just dropping right down.
We are. We gave a spoiler warning.
We warned you. So yeah, Ego not only is the father of Star-Lord, he's the big bad of Guardians 2.
So let's go that direction.
Yeah.
What did you think of Kurt Russell?
I like Kurt Russell at first.
At the very... Okay.
I don't, let me rephrase that. I did like him playing Ego. I like Kurt Russell. He's funny. He can play a funny actor. He can play a serious actor.
He was right up there. Like, he made everybody better, I think, in their acting skills.
And then, of course, because he became Eva at the end, I hated him. And it's not this, like, he was like, oh, he's a bad actor at the end. He made me hate him. And he did a great job of doing that, because I hated him.
Yes. Die! I almost made you to blow up your...
Oh my gosh, when he was crushing Baby Groot and he started to cry, I almost cried.
Oh yeah, that was pretty sad. So overall, you liked him, you thought Kurt Russell did a good job.
I thought Kurt Russell did a great job.
What did you think about the beginning, kind of opening scene with Kurt Russell and CGI? So I read that a lot of that was makeup.
It looked more like makeup than CGI.
That it was a lot of makeup, and then they put a little bit of CGI in there.
The CGI gloss over it. Yeah, because it didn't look too much... Like, you know, where you had the Carrie Fisher style in Rogue One CGI. But I thought that was a neat little, like, okay, I wonder where they're going with this.
Yeah.
Little scene.
That was a cool little scene, and Kurt Russell did a great job with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he did do a great job of making you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
His chewing the scenery with...
you do love him when they chew
Chris
the scenery.
Chris Pratt was amazing. Mm-hmm. And then going back and forth, and then the whole thing where he talks about... Like, did you see it coming when he said that he put the tumor in her brain?
No.
Like, the whole, like,
Like, he got to the part where he was like, and then I couldn't go back anymore. And I was like, wait a minute, why couldn't he go back? It's like, so that's why. I was like, oh no, he did it, didn't he? I put the tumor in her brain. I was like, you bastard!
No! It's not true!
He killed Quillings!
I did really like that, though, where he did that, and Star-Lord's reaction was not, like, screaming or yelling.
Snapped him right out of
it. He's just like, whoo! Boom, 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 boom!
Just and just blasted the hell out of him. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
What are you doing?
So it was weird, though, because the movie had such a twist.
It did.
That you didn't really, in the mid-movie, up until the second act, you really didn't know who the villain was.
No.
Like, there was no antagonist at all until
Kurt Russell
you started
snapped.
To maybe figure it out a little bit
when Mantis is freaking
was
out
telling
every once in a while.
Drax that she needed to tell him something.
Yeah.
That was the only time that you really kind of...
Yeah.
No, realized something was going on. What did you think of Mantis?
I thought she was funny.
That she added a lot to the movie.
I don't know if she added a lot, but she added a little bit of humor to it. Her, like, very antisocial attitude and, like, goofy, like, detached humor.
I think she added humor, and I think she added some character development, too, for Drax.
I'm assuming her main point is she's a big part of Infinity War. That's
you think
why.
So?
My guess is that she's going to have a pretty good sized part in that. Because she didn't really add much to the movie.
How was she going to fight Thanos, though?
Well, from what I've heard, she's one of the best fighters in the Marvel Universe.
Really?
That's what I've heard.
So she can fight, too?
Mm-hmm.
She's not just an emotional...
Mm-mm. Empathic person?
Empathic person, okay.
Who can force you to feel what you want to feel.
What are some other new characters we got? We got the gold people.
We have the Ravager. The Sovereign.
The Sovereigns.
The weird gold people.
Yep. They were weird. I really liked how they were flying the ships remotely.
Yeah,
I
like
thought
droids.
That was cool.
I think they're like kind of do like a little political kind of jab there where the talk like those are all drones and kind of jabbing at like, you know, how we're using drones in warfare.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
That's my little thing. It's like, I see what you're doing there, yeah. Mr. James Gunn.
That was fun. Did you like the Ravagers?
I thought the Ravagers was cool. And obviously they left that wide open to do something big in the future, so you don't know if Guardians 3 or whatnot, what that's going to be all about. So with Sylvester Stallone, because I knew he was in it, and then he was in it for like two parts, and that's about it. So I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah, he wasn't in it very much at all.
Mm-mm.
What Guardian shone the most for you in this? Like, who is your favorite character of
Who was
of
my
the
favorite?
The main people.
I think I was digging Drax the whole time this movie.
Me too.
Drax was just... Which was weird because I was reading like reviews and stuff that talked about how Dave Bautista wasn't a big fan of how this movie came out because he felt like some of his like lines and stuff were not coming across the way he was hoping they would and things like that, which is crazy because I thought like he was spot on. Like
I thought he did amazing
funny.
In this.
It was like, you're just so beautiful. On the inside.
You're disgusting.
Look at
He's like,
I just pictured us engorged or whatever he said. That was great.
I think he was my favorite in this one too. I liked how there was definitely a lot of character development.
Mm-hmm.
The characters in this movie, they were different than they were in the first
they
one.
Were. They were.
Like,
very
the first
different.
One, Drax, he got a lot more fighting scenes, sadness, anger.
He was very more revenge-filled.
Because they had to kill Ronan. Now, since Ronan is dead, you see the more of the joy coming through. And
but he still hasn't killed Thanos yet.
He still hasn't killed Thanos, right.
Which is his big target now.
Gamora almost, to me, felt unnecessary.
I can kind of see that. The only reason she was really there is to try and have a love relationship with Peter.
Which is a weird love relationship.
Yeah.
The scenes with her and Nebula, though, were amazing.
They were good. It was felt really sad for Nebula there.
Karen Gillan did an amazing job.
Because Karen Gillan is amazing.
And her eyes, the black eyes, where she's sitting and talks telling the
eerie.
Story. Super eerie, yeah. What are some things you didn't like about the movie, Tom?
That I did not like?
Yep. Anything that really bugged you?
Let's see. Not a big fan of what they did with Rocket, but I see what they did. I see why they did it. You know, they kind of explain it later in the movie how he's kind of pushing them away because he doesn't want to, like, end up losing his friend, so he's kind of acting like a jerk and stuff. So that, you know, he doesn't
He definitely
have
was a pretty big jerk.
He was a big jerk in that movie.
Okay, so you didn't like the direction Rocket went.
Yeah. Because Rocket's always more, like, sassy and, like, always... Like, I loved how he was in the first one, where he's, like, constantly goofy and making all these, like, witty quote, like, witty jokes and things like that. But this one, he was just too much of a D-bag.
Yeah.
The Sovereigns kept getting annoying, how they just, like, randomly show up out of nowhere. Like, let's just get... Forget you golden people. We want a new story.
I guess they needed him at the end, though.
Yeah, kind of.
The story at the end a little bit. And do the Adam Warlock final scene.
Yeah,
that
part, I guess, makes sense.
So those are really only big issues?
I was hoping for more besides that Warlock grand scheme hints. Like, they didn't really have mentioned, like, Thanos and what Thanos is doing too much. Or
right,
stuff
which
like
was
that.
Interesting.
Nothing really that ties into the next movie, too, which is Thor Ragnarok. Except you, when you're scrolling through the credits and you see Dancing Grandmaster, that's about it.
My wife brought up that when they were doing the hopping through the... When they did, like, Hyperdrive or whatever, and they were doing too many jumps, she said the first planet they jumped through looked like it was Ska.
Scar?
Sakaar? Yeah, Sakaar. Because she said it looked like two Hulks fighting.
Ooh, I gotta go watch that.
Yeah, so I want to check that out, but she said that's totally what it looked like to her.
Which is, I think, supposedly from what I heard, that's where Ragnarok takes place. That big gladiator scene's on Scar.
Yeah,
so.
Okay. Tom.
Matt.
My biggest issue was kind of what I said it was probably going to be. I was just very disappointed, like, Baby Groot's adorable.
Yeah, couldn't hate Baby Groot.
He's super cute, right?
We can't hurt him. He's too adorable.
I just got a little old after a while, I think. Okay. Like, he was funny and fun and cute. I thought the opening credit scene was a cute idea. I think it went on maybe 2 or 3 minutes too long.
It was pretty long, that fight scene / dance scene.
It went on a little bit too long. And then the scene with Michael Rooker, Yondu, Rocket, and Groot. And they're trying to get the stuff.
Trying to get the fin.
Cute scene, funny. Michael Rooker did an amazing job in that scene. I think that scene went on a little bit too long.
Okay.
It was like almost a 10-minute scene.
Yeah, it was a long scene of him just grabbing random stuff in the room.
Yeah. I wanted him to turn in, like, grow in, like, in a necessary moment. I thought maybe they were going to do, like, once he got on the planet, maybe he put his roots in the ground.
Yeah.
And the specialness of the planet made him grow or something. I was just hoping that, or like
he, I was trying to hope that, like, when he was in the head, the part where the brain was and he got crushed, that when all the big fun was happening, he would just go,
yeah,
and then just break the brain.
I was just really hoping for actual Groot to come back.
Well, on a side note, what'd you think of Teenage Groot?
It was fun. Cute little one-off thing. I hope they don't do Teenage Groot.
No, I'm assuming that's just a little side thing. But I thought it was I am Groot.
Yeah.
sassy teenager.
It was definitely funny.
I bet next time we see him, he's going to be a full-grown Groot. At least I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. So, I definitely was disappointed about that. Other than that, like, that's the only thing I can really say that I didn't like about it. The end scene with Yondu, and how him being like, he might be your father, but he's not your daddy, boy.
You're not your daddy.
And then he died and all that. Like, it was just a little much for me.
A little too much?
A little too much.
Couldn't handle it?
I was a mess. Tom.
I was a little bit of a mess, too.
I was a blubbering mess during all that.
it's a scene you hate to see again.
And the funeral and everything. Mm-hmm. It was just a little much. But it was good.
It was good.
Another scene that probably went on a little bit too long with the whole funeral and everything.
And the Ravagers showed up and the fireworks stuff.
But
how do you have fireworks in space? Come on.
Oh, I definitely am going to go see it again in the theaters.
Okay, cool.
How about you?
Maybe. I'll go see it with you again.
Sweet. Excuse me.
Because we got what? The end of this month, we now have Wonder Woman and...
Wonder Woman's coming up pretty darn soon.
Transformers 2
is coming up pretty darn soon.
Something in June.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff coming out. Then August we have, I think, Thor Ragnarok. And also Defenders comes out on Netflix. And then after that there's more stuff.
Year's going to go by quick because of all the geeky stuff.
So much stuff coming up. So yeah, I definitely want to see that one again.
Hey, Tom, guess what?
What?
Food, glorious food.
Stuff and eating food. Stuff, food.
So, I went to the land of beer and cheese.
The beer and cheese land.
Last week.
Oh, you went to Bavaria?
No. Wisconsin.
Okay.
Close enough, right?
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
Beer, cheese, and brats.
Beer, cheese, and brats, so don't you know?
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
I ate a lot of food.
I bet you did.
And ate a lot of brats and a lot of cheese.
Drank
and
a lot of
beer. They have a very big craft brewery scene up in Wisconsin.
Do they now?
Even just small little towns. Like, my town away from Monkey Man is a little town called Minocqua. Mm-hmm. And they had and it's got, like, a Walmart in it and maybe, like, two chain restaurants. But other than that, everything's, like, mom and pop. Everything is very country, kind of, like, small Midwestern town feel. And they had this brewery on a lake. It was called Minocqua Brewing Company. Check that out. They had... And then all throughout the week, I was just drinking tons and tons of craft beer.
Man.
They have a brewery up there called New Glarus.
New Glarus.
It's a small little town. It is probably the most popular craft beer in Wisconsin, I think.
Okay.
So you can look that up if you're interested in craft beer at all. Definitely some pretty good craft beers.
Pretty good variety of craft stuff that they could have there.
Yeah, the main one they have on tap places is called Spotted Cow. And you would think that's like a milk stout or something, but
being called
not.
The Spotted Cow, yeah.
It's like a farmhouse ale.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty solid.
Playing with your expectations there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Went to Brett Favre's Steakhouse.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre's best football player of all time. Brett Favre.
It was pretty amazing. Had a 20-ounce ribeye steak.
Hot diggity daffodil. That's a big steak.
It was very big. I ate the whole thing.
You monster.
I know. Well, Monkey Man and I kept going, putting Brett Favre's meat in her mouth. Because it was true.
It's true. It's true. You are correct.
He did post a bunch of pictures on Facebook.
So
and
many.
Instagrams.
Of the...
Of bratwurst. And
of Lambo.
Cheese curds the size of your head.
Oh my gosh. A small baby head.
They were like... Oh gosh. They were almost the size... They were bigger than a ping pong ball.
That's not very big though. Ping pong
For
ball?
A cheese curd?
It's like a hush puppy. A ping pong ball.
Yeah, but cheese curds are usually little.
Kind of.
They're usually like that big.
I'm just saying, like, when you say it's like the size of your fist, that's big. Ping pong ball, I can pop that in my mouth. No big deal.
You wouldn't want to pop it in your mouth because it was molten lava cheese.
I'll try.
It was pepper jack cheese, but it was like, they lit it on like fire
fondue.
Or something. And it was, yeah, it was like fondue. They like poured fondue and breaded and breading and then... Dog's going to town over there. They like poured the fondue into breading and then deep fried it.
Bread the fondue.
And it was pretty amazing.
Biscuits, pepper jack cheese.
I want some breaded cheese.
Breaded cheese ball. Ping pong ball.
Have you ever had, do you like cheese curds?
I love cheese curds. I love cheese.
Have you had cheese curds with other kinds of cheese in them or is it usually just like cheddar?
Usually it's like a white cheddar.
Okay. This was pepper jack.
Pepper jack.
And they give you a Chipotle ranch.
Chipotle ranch.
Literally every restaurant I went to up there had like four different kinds of
cheese. Wisconsin, that's why.
It was crazy.
It's like cheese. Everything is cheese.
I ate a lot of cheese. Way too much cheese.
You're going to be blocked up for a little bit. Just going to blow this big cheese bubble one day. It's out.
That makes me think of a story that I saw on...
oh boy, what did I do?
On the internet. Of this Chinese guy...
Okay.
Who was super constipated.
Yeah.
And there's an old school remedy for the Chinese where they take
ancient Chinese remedy.
And they take an eel.
Okay.
And they put the eel.
So that an eel enema, is that what you're saying?
An eel enema. And so this guy.
Like a live like eel?
Yes. It was like a 2-foot-long live eel, and he made it
up
go
there.
Up there, and it got crazy and ripped through his intestines and went into his stomach,
yeah,
like in his abdomen, like alien
swimming
stuff.
Around in his peritoneum,
and swimming around, and they had to take him to the hospital, and they cut him out, and the eel died.
Oh my gosh, I'm surprised. Because one thing that could go bad is if it tears through your peritoneum, that's the sac that holds all your inner organs from your outside organs. And if that, like, if feces especially breaks from your colon past your peritoneum, it'll get into your body and cause sepsis.
Oh, yeah.
And basically your body shuts down. It's bad.
So
what were they hoping? Like, this eel would get to it, eat the blockage, and just come right back out?
Maybe he thought, like, it would go, like, up and then out his mouth.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. Oh, that just makes me sick thinking about it.
So weird. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to poop for a week. Got a shy colon now.
I guess you need to do something if you eat too much cheese,
I
right?
guess. I don't People Chinese cheese, bro.
They're like, hey, eat too much cheese
eat
there,
too
eh?
much cheese there, eh?
Eh? You want to put an eel up your butt, huh?
I got an eel for you. You want to put up your downstairs, eh?
It's an old Yupa remedy, you know.
It'll clean you out right now, dear.
You bet.
Yeah, you betcha. You bet. Yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
You
would not believe how much they said
you bet. Bet. Yeah,
there.
You bet.
All the time, bro. Like, you bet.
I bet you're going to say you bet. You bet. You bet. When you live in Florida for a long time, you realize we don't have too many sayings that just, like, all our sayings are merges of other people's sayings. You think so? You bet.
It was funny because, like, people up there are like, oh, yeah, I knew you had a Southern accent.
Southern?
Southern accent.
There's much stronger Southern accent than this.
Y'all.
Y'all. Y'all got them there, daggum, cheese curds.
I want to eat cheese curds and then put an eel up my butt, y'all.
I heard that's what y'all do when you eat too many cheese curds. It blocks you up. Shove that wiggly little doodad up there and he gets that cheese curd out there. Y'all know what I'm saying?
So messed up.
I don't know. Maybe it worked back in the day, but nowadays, don't be shoving eels up your hiney.
Bratwurst.
Brats. I do love me a good brat.
I had a bratwurst in a Lambeau Field.
Oh, a Lambeau brat.
Lambeau brat. They have a restaurant called 1919.
Oh, okay.
It was an amazing bratwurst. Probably the best bratwurst I've ever had.
It's like a German brat or like American brat?
It was like an American brat. Sauerkraut? Man. Yeah, sauerkraut.
Peppers?
Sauerkraut, stone cold mustard, stone ground mustard, and then like a fresh roll they baked there.
Ooh.
It was amazing. And what a lot of places do is they take the casing off of the brats, I guess, in Wisconsin.
Okay.
This place did not, thankfully.
Okay. That just sounds like a messy mess. I mean, I'll eat it, but part of the texture of the brat is the casing.
And the Monkey Man made brats one night, and then we got brats another night, and then I got a brat at the airport. I had so much sausage, Tom.
Uh-huh.
I was surrounded by it.
So much.
It was amazing.
Is that
so if you like
I didn't
sausage,
think that was a strange occurrence for you.
it is definitely
you
not.
Bet.
You bet. It's definitely not a stereotype, Tom.
No?
Like, Wisconsin is filled with cheese and beer and brats.
That is literally just what it is.
It's just what it is.
What you think? It's literally like brats. Beer,
you're just walking
cheese.
Down the street and you step on a brat.
step on a brat.
It rains cheese.
It rains beer and the rivers run with cheese.
You walk in somewhere, they're like, hey, you want a brat?
You want a brat?
Hey.
You got brats here? Oh, you betcha.
You bet. They just bring you brats.
It's a hospital, isn't it? Oh, yeah, we got brats here. You betcha.
It's the best cure there is, you know.
You know what you're saying? We got a beer in the IV. You betcha.
You want to feel better? You just put the beer in the IV. You bet.
You bet. Makes you feel good, eh?
That's
two.
So I might want to move there. Just because of all the beers and brats,
just
get
a funnel and just mix cheese.
But
and
I would
beer.
No doubt weigh 500 pounds.
Diabetes,
and I would be miserable.
You don't need to be a
because
I'm
lactose intolerant.
Oh my gosh, you would be like blah, blah, blah. Worth it, bro. Oh, I'm gonna die.
The last 2 days, I had to chill out on the cheese because I was like a beach ball. In my belly
swollen
was the size
and
of.
Grumpy.
Yeah. You bet.
Oh, yeah, you bet. I'm going to die, yeah, you bet.
I get the cheese running through my veins, you know.
Oh, yeah, you know, just cut them open there, got fondue.
He wants the fondue, you just cut open a Uper stomach, you know.
It just oozes out of there.
You just get dipped the brat right into...
Fighting
right,
hot, eh?
Right into stomach cheese, you
oh,
know?
Yeah, casing's my intestine.
It's great, because yeah. it's all different types of cheese.
So you many bet. Cheese just mixes right together in my body. Yeah, don't you know?
It's like beer cheese, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's beer fondue.
Mixed right there for you. Home fish. Like, we're full of, like, sausage gravy down south. They're just full of cheese.
Yeah.
Cheese and beer.
We're sausage full, gravy
we're
and
full
fried
of, like,
chicken.
Natty ice and...
PBR.
PBR, natty ice and...
PBR and NASCAR.
PBR and NASCAR.
Land of the free.
My sweetie drowned in sausage gravy. I wouldn't mind getting like a big thing of cheese and just drinking it.
Drinking cheese?
Especially if it's like blue cheese.
Have you ever been to a fondue place?
No.
I haven't either.
No. Like the melting pot?
Yeah.
No.
We should go there.
I want to try a fondue.
We should do it.
I like hot cheese.
I like hot cheese
and,
too.
And bread.
Maybe we'll do that sometime, a little date.
Ooh, huh? And get dessert fondue too.
Oh yeah, meat. The meat, dip the meat in the cheese.
Mm.
You would think that they would have that in Wisconsin. They would have like their own brand of the melting pot.
I feel like it's just like that's just silly. We sell cheese everywhere, eh, wife? Why have a place where they just sell cheese?
Well, you want to melt the cheese, eh?
Melt the cheese, eh? What do you want to say? So I go right there, pot in the back. I put it right there on the table, okay? Melt the cheese right there.
Another food story I wanted to talk about, Tom.
All right, hit me.
Is there is a thing on Twitter going around.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story of a teenager?
Maybe.
Who broke the record for the most retweets ever.
Okay, I heard about this story. I didn't realize he broke that record yet.
He did break it. I don't remember the kid's name because I don't have the story in front of me.
Yep.
But he tweeted Wendy's.
I want to say it was like Sean or something.
And he was like, hey, Wendy's. How many retweets for free nuggets for life? Or for a year. For free nuggets for a year. And they said 18 million.
18 million, yeah.
The record before was like 3.84 million or something like that. And it was held by Ellen DeGeneres. And she took like a selfie at an award ceremony. She had a bunch of stars in the selfie with her.
Yeah.
And so, in a weekend... got like 3.86 million.
In one weekend? That's a lot.
And beat her.
But still not 18 million, though.
It is not. But Wendy's, out of their kind, generous hearts, just stepped in because free publicity, right?
Right, exactly.
And they gave him free nuggets for a year. And then they donated $100,000 to their Days Foundation for like orphans or something like that.
Redheaded children who don't.
Who Dave. The redheaded stepchildren.
Who Dave Thomas has abandoned.
Oh my god.
I don't know what the Dave Thomas Foundation does.
The Dave Thomas Foundation. The foundation for soul suckers.
That's where gingers were born.
Nobody loves gingers.
Out of the back room of a Wendy's.
So I thought that was kind of a cool story.
That's pretty interesting.
So I thought.
Uh-oh.
That I would try
to challenge something now?
With Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith!
So on our Twitter page yesterday,
yeah.
I tweeted Kev and I was like, hey, I'm Kev Smith. It worked for the teenager, the kid from Wendy's. How many retweets do you to record a podcast with us? Went nowhere. I got like one like and one retweet. That was and he didn't respond. I thought it was funny, though. And I put LOL afterwards.
LOL.
And I even tagged Wendy's.
Tag Wendy's. Wendy's will retweet you.
Wendy's like, we'll podcast with you. Want to podcast about Dave Single? We love Dave Single. Talk about that all day long.
Who's Dave Single?
That's their sandwich. Dave Single. The hot and juicy single or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Do you not eat Wendy's often?
I mean, I know they have the single, the double, and the pickle, but I didn't realize they gave it a name.
Yeah, it's called Dave's Hot and Juicy Single.
Nope, didn't know that.
Podcast about chili.
Because I know they got the double stack and things like that.
Yeah, the Baconator.
The Baconator, the Frosty, which is the one of my favorite things on the Wendy's menu. Hashtag Frosties for life.
Yeah. Hey, Wendy's.
Hey, Wendy's. Stop and agree, please. To your Frosties for life.
Please.
That would be amazing.
Hashtag put Frosties in my mouth.
That would be a night and day. Frosties for life.
Hey, Wisconsin. How many free tweets for free cheese for life?
Free cheese.
You bet.
You bet. Hashtag you bet. I don't know why, like, Harry Carey, like, popped in my head. Like, what if you could have free cheese for life, would you do? Would you retweet it? I know I'd tweet it.
I would tweet all day for free cheese.
I'd tweet night and day for free cheese.
If Twitter was cheese, would you?
If the Cubs were made of cheese, would you play with them? I know I would.
I love the Cubs.
I don't know why. If the moon was made of cheese, thank you, Will Ferrell.
If Dave Thomas was made of bratwurst,
would you eat it?
Would you eat it?
I know I would.
I'd slurp Dave right up.
I'd take him, put him on a hoagie roll, and I'd eat him right there. I'd take him to a Cubs game and eat him right there. In front of God and everybody.
If the little tweeter bird was made of Wendy's nuggets, would you eat them?
Regular or the spicy nuggets?
I think they were regular. I bet you he could have his choice.
I mean, if they're for life, I would go half here, half there.
Oh, man. Even for a year. I bet you they gave him, like, this, like, coupons.
I'm getting,
six nuggets a week or something like that.
Maybe, because when you do those things, like, blah, 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 for a year, they always, it's like, one serving a day.
One serving a day or one serving a week.
Yeah, something like that. Those type of contests are never like you'd think, like a bathtub full of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, it's 300, like, oh, a year's supply of Mountain Dew. That's 365 cans. I mean, that's a lot of cans.
We'll do a contest where we give somebody something for a year.
What are we going to give them for a year? Something that you can only take once a year?
We'll send them love notes. Ooh. Love notes from DFG.
DFG's love notes.
Love note every day. And we just send a big bag of love notes all at once.
It's like a parcel bag. like a Santa's bag of notes.
Or like pizza rolls for a year. We just mail them 365 pizza rolls.
Just boom. Don't eat it all at once.
You need to eat one pizza roll a day for a whole year.
I know I would.
If you could just eat pizza rolls for the rest of your life, would you?
No. I'd have to have some variety.
I know I would.
I know I would.
I'd put them in my mouth and they still burn me.
I'd make it into a house and eat my way in and out of the house. I don't even need a door. Oh, my Harry Carey house would be amazing.
If Baby Groot was made of cheese. Would you eat them?
I'm sorry, little man, but I'll take a bite out of your adorable little face.
Little cheese face.
He's made of milkweed.
He's not too... He might be too adorable to kill, but I'm too adorable to eat.
He's not too adorable to eat.
Hey, Tom, we got a little bit of geek news. Not a whole lot, man. Geek news!
Let's get some of that geek news now.
I got one thing.
That's
it. That's all I got.
That's all we got. So, I know I haven't really been paying attention. There's a lot of random stuff on the interwebs, but one thing I thought was very cool, and I know all you fans of Benicio Del Toro, and hopefully making a Hellboy 3, got a little disappointed in the recent months, because they basically said, sorry.
Ron Perlman was like, nope, I'm a cranky old man now.
No, he's cranky. Old man. But there is hope, for there is now a Hellboy reboot.
Yes. That is super exciting. And Tom.
Yes.
It's going to be rated R.
Rated R.
How cool is that?
So I think now that, you know, Deadpool has set the trend for how a rated R superhero star.
Edge.
Yeah, and I'll just do that in there. How they could really do that, because before, you know, he had a couple successful rated R superhero movies, but Deadpool really brought it mainstream. So now I think, like, all these, they're testing the waters.
Yes.
So DC's maybe going to try a little bit. Logan did it too. So now with Hellboy, I think they could really do a dark, gritty tone to that movie.
I think they could, and the other Hellboys were a little dark, even still.
They were pretty dark, but they were PG-13, technically.
Yes, I enjoyed the Hellboy movies.
I loved them. They were great.
I think this one will be even better.
You think so?
Who did they cast as Hellboy, do you know?
They cast Hopper.
Hopper, and I think his name is...
I forget his name.
David Harbour.
I believe you are correct, yes.
He is Hop from Stranger Things. He was also in Suicide Squad. As a detective, too, yeah.
He was?
He was, my good sir.
Oh.
Yep, he's one of the agents. I think that's good casting. He's got a nice big forehead. He's got a nice...
You got a great forehead. Perfect to put fake horns on.
He's got a nice solid jaw.
Okay, yeah.
He's bigger in size.
He's got to tone down just a little bit.
He looks a little demonish.
Demonic. To see, you gotta have that serious, like, jowly kind of scowl on your face all the time.
My name's Hellboy. Give me some bread bacon.
Give me some bread bacon and cheese.
If Hellboy was made of cheese, would you eat him?
If Hellboy was made of some red cheese, would you eat him? I throw it away because it's red cheese.
Red cheese doesn't look very delicious, but all cheese is delicious. Can't find it, huh?
No, I was got distracted on the Facebooks.
All right. David Harbour is his name.
darker and more gruesome horror film.
Ooh, I would love to see a Hellboy horror film.
Well, because it would make sense, because Hellboy fights demons and dark entities and things like that, so you could kind of make that into a horror movie.
David Harbour is a handsome man.
Kind of is. Kind of just
look at his big forehead.
He does have a big...
It's huge.
It disappeared.
Yeah, Dagum, I don't know where his picture
is. The Dagum Guardians thing took over his picture.
That's good, because Guardians can take over the whole world if they want.
Or at least the galaxy.
Amazing. Yes.
He does have a fire.
He looks like Ron Perlman a little bit. He's going to look... If they keep the same makeup and everything... So he was an Equalizer, Suicide Squad.
Quantum of Solace, too.
Quantum of Solace.
I like him as his most famous for his Stranger Things. That's not even his top four.
Here it is right there. Weird. Black Mass, he was in.
Okay.
State of Affairs.
So he's done a lot of stuff.
The Newsroom TV show. Portland.
Alright, so he's been in a lot of
TV. A lot of TV.
He's been in a lot of stuff.
He's a good actor. I think he's going to do a good job.
I like Hellboy.
You know, it's going to be hard because...
He's my favorite non-Marvel, non-DC hero.
Hellboy is pretty cool. I think Ron Perlman for Hellboy is like Hugh Jackman for Wolverine.
He was almost anything to do with Hellboy. He was there. He did like the animated movies.
Yep.
He did the voice for the video game. He did the
voice
for...
He was perfect.
He was all over Hellboy. So that's why it's going to be hard to picture someone else as Hellboy.
It is going to be very difficult. Yeah,
they should just have Jim Harbour, or with
David
Harbour, do the body part and just voice over with Ron Perlman.
But it's a reboot, Tom.
I don't care. Ron Perlman, do the voice.
Hey, get this.
I'm getting
Month of May, Tom.
M-A-Y.
We're getting King Arthur lead Legend of the Sword.
Uh-huh.
Alien Covenant.
That looked interesting. Ew.
Pirates of the New
Caribbean. Oh, I forgot Pirates of the Caribbean.
They have not been doing much advertising for that.
They've been more recently.
And the Baywatch movie.
Baywatch.
So a lot of movies in May.
There's a good amount of movies.
Lots of movies in May. Hey, Tom, I got a question.
Question, go.
If deep fried geeks made cheese, would you eat them?
Would you eat the geeks of cheese? Well, I'd have to take a good bite of myself, and I think it'd be worth it. I don't even need both of my hands. I'd just go to town on that bad boy.
Keep calm and geek on.